Highway 50 is one of Sacramento's escape routes into the Sierra Nevada. Heading east toward the mountains, the suburbs eventually give way to forests and farms. The Apple Hill Growers Association publishes a map of the area that names each of the ranches along the winding country lanes. Dave Bolster sells farm-fresh produce from a bright red barn surrounded by apple orchards at Bolster's Hilltop Ranch.
Afternoon, folks. Grab a sample of cider. Fresh-pressed cider.
Many of Bolster's customers have come here for several generations, like the McChris family from Sacramento.
I like best about Apple Hill is eating the pumpkin pies or apple pies.
It's kind of a throwback to what we remember when we were kids with picking apples in the orchards and picking out a pumpkin. And
it was fun. This is a little one, and it's perfect.
It's a simple formula. Take a drive in the country, visit a ranch, and get your hands dirty in the apple orchard.
It's something brand new. They've never actually gone out and picked their own apples before.
The genius of the plan is that the farmers can cut the cost of processing their fruits and vegetables. Folks like the McIntyres drive right up to the orchard, do the work of harvesting the product, and transport it back home to Reno.
Here you go. Grab it.
Oh, what'd you get?
Here's a good apple.
Hopefully they'll learn to appreciate where it comes from. And, you know, it's just good, clean family fun.
With more than 50 ranches, a microbrewery, and a spa packed into just a few square miles, Apple Hill's been called an agricultural theme park. But Dave Bolster says the visions for this growers association goes beyond just marketing and entertainment.
You know, I think people have a need to be connected to the land. I think we're giving people a little slice of that. We've had people that will grab picking sticks and the kids will be walking out and they'll say, you know, look, Mommy, there's apples on those trees. As in, gee, we didn't know apples grew on trees.
Most of the people living in California, in fact, in the United States, are probably three or four generations away from where they raised the last carrot. They have no concept.
Edio P. Delfino was El Dorado County Ag Commissioner in 1960 and one of the founding fathers of Apple Hill. He often speaks to farmers and ranchers from other parts of the state who want to learn from the original ranch marketers of Northern California.
The thing is that California, what is it, sixth in the world in the economy, and the agriculture is a major part of that. But yet the normal person living in suburbia has no opportunity other than driving by on the freeway and looking at it, has no contact with it.
The Delfino Family Pie Shop has been building relationships with customers for 35 years. Edio knows them by name. He's watched their kids grow up and become Apple Hill regulars. It's a sustainable way of doing business that also brings tourism and tax revenue to El Dorado County. And Delfino says these working landscapes provide an important environmental benefit.
Up here, if we didn't have Apple Hill, this area would not be agriculture now. I'll bet you there'd probably be one or two orchards and that'd be it. If you're farming this ground, this is a lot better than if it was asphalt and houses. Once you divide up land into small parcels, it's gone forever.
Edio P. Delfino and Dave Bolster hail agritourism as a way to help local economies thrive by supporting farmers to stay on the land. Follow Highway 49 north from Apple Hill as it meanders through the Sierra foothills. Just outside the city of Auburn, Patty Beard owns and manages a 140-acre cattle ranch. To make ends meet, she also works as a real estate appraiser. She'd like to spend more time on the ranch, so she's looking at agritourism to supplement her income with farm tours and public events. Beard shows off possibilities for a bunk and breakfast.
This little house here may have a future as a farm stay. Who knows? It could have been the original house on the ranch. I've lived here on this ranch since I was 5 years old. It's been a long time I've been on this ranch. I've gone away to school. I've come back all the time trying to figure out some way to hold on to the land. I guess in the back of my mind, I just knew someone had to take care of the ranch. Someone had to take care of this land. It's so special. And I know there's so many farmers or ranchers are going to say the very same thing. My place is so special. But this was so special to me. I grew up here. Since I've done some of this ag tourism, I've seen how people enjoy it, that I just want to share it.
In one of her first forays into large-scale agritourism, Beard hosted the annual Placer County Land Trust Awards dinner. She and a handful of helpers served 300 people a sit-down beef dinner in a large tent on the meadow. The evening's entertainment included country-western line dancing in the calf barn.
We needed more space, so we cleaned off the feeder, and we're setting people out here, and they can sit here and talk and see the cattle.
Just before dinner, guests decked out in cowboy boots and rhinestone jean jackets attended an awards ceremony for the Conservationist of the Year. Joanne Neff just retired as director of Placer Grown, the first and still perhaps the only county-funded ag marketing organization in California.
This award belongs to each and every person in the audience, beginning with Patty Beard, who welcomes us here to her working ranch. My job has been to act as the messenger, the person telling the story of the incredible richness of agricultural land and products raised in Placer County. But there wouldn't be a story to tell without folks who plant, pick, and sell what surely must be the best produce in the country.
Though retired, Neft continues to be an avid supporter of community agriculture in the fastest-growing county in the state. With population across the Sierra Nevada expected to triple by 2040, the task of agritourism is much larger than forging connections between urban and suburban Californians and the farmers who feed them. It must also attempt to create allies who see the value in saving the Sierra's working landscapes and the farming way of life.